This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump to revoke clean air waivers. Farm worker raids expand. Fruit fly quarantine update, and Senate GOP retains SNAP cost share. Trump to revoke clean air waivers. President Donald Trump is set to sign 3 Congressional Review Act resolutions that repeal California's EPA-backed clean air waivers. They target advanced clean cars to heavy-duty truck emissions and low-NOx diesel engine rules. The waivers had empowered California and 11 other states to set stricter emission standards. Automakers like GM, Toyota, and Volkswagen applauded the move, calling the emission mandates financially burdensome and technically unfeasible. The Trump-backed EPA, led by Lee Zeldin, echoed this sentiment, asserting that the waivers undermined national regulatory consistency. California officials, including Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta, have vowed legal action. They argue using the CRA to revoke Clean Air Act waivers is unprecedented and potentially unlawful, threatening public health and environmental progress. Newsom warned the decision could cost the state up to $45 billion in health-related expenses. Democrats and environmental groups decried the rollback as a dangerous signal that the federal government is retreating from climate leadership. The anticipated signing marks a pivotal shift in U.S. climate policy, unleashing a likely protracted legal battle over states' rights and emission regulation. Farm worker raids expand. Federal immigration authorities have intensified raids in California's agricultural heartlands, targeting undocumented farm workers across Ventura, Tulare, Fresno, and San Joaquin counties this week. ICE agents and Border Patrol teams were deployed to early morning harvest sites and packing houses, pursuing workers through orchards and fields. Footage from Oxnard showed agents chasing fleeing laborers amid the mist-covered crops. The raids, part of a Trump administration directive tied to daily detention quotas, have sparked widespread alarm among farm communities. Elizabeth Strader of the United Farm Workers described the enforcement surge as a new chaotic presence in regions that previously saw minimal enforcement. Dozens of arrests are reported, though precise totals remain unclear. Local officials and agricultural leaders have sharply criticized the moves. Ventura County Farm Bureau and Oxnard Mayor denouncing the operations as unjustified and harmful, warning they undermine public safety and sow fear. Protests in Los Angeles over the raids prompted a curfew and deployment of National Guard troops and Marines. As farmers sound the alarm over labor shortages, immigrant advocates and state leaders, including Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, have vowed legal challenges, asserting the tactics traumatize essential workers and threaten the state's food supply chain. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Oriental fruit fly quarantine lifted in Orange County. CDFA has lifted the Oriental fruit fly quarantine in Orange County. Effective immediately, residents and businesses are no longer restricted from moving potential host crops. This follows a successful eradication effort launched after the infestation was detected in November 2024. Victoria Hornbaker, Director of CDFA's Plant Health and Pest Prevention Services Division, urges continued vigilance against invasive species, reminding residents to report any suspected pests. CDFA attributes collaboration between federal, state, and local agencies as key to the eradication. Senate R's preserving state SNAP cost share. Senate Republicans are going along with their House counterparts when it comes to forcing states to start sharing the cost of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. However, provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill that Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman shared with GOP colleagues yesterday would have a lower state cost share than the House version. Both versions are based on states' SNAP error rates. I'll take note, the federal government currently pays for all SNAP benefits, but splits administrative costs 50-50 with states. The Senate and House bills would both raise the state's share of administrative costs to 75%. Bessent, tariff pause could be extended for some countries. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it's highly likely that some countries with ongoing trade negotiations will receive an additional stay from country-specific tariffs past July 9th. Bessent cited active trade discussions with 18 important trading partners during a hearing before the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday. He argued it is likely that those partners, quote, who are negotiating in good faith, will see their specific reciprocal tariffs suspended beyond the 90-day freeze. Take note, Bessent sparred with Democrats repeatedly over both the impacts of U.S. tariffs and Trump's Big Beautiful Bill at a hearing that turned tempestuous at times. Democrats repeatedly pointed to a Congressional Budget Office analysis that finds the bill would add $2.4 trillion to the federal deficit over 10 years, as well as other economic studies. But Bessent insisted it remains to be seen whether the bill would add to the national debt. Bessent is back on Capitol Hill this morning testifying before the Senate Finance Committee, where Democrats are sure to continue their assault on Trump's trade policymaking and sweeping legislative proposals. Food for Peace stays out of USDA and in final House appropriation bill. The House Appropriations Committee approved changes to fiscal 2026 USDA funding that would keep the Food for Peace program outside the Agriculture Department. The panel approved a manager's amendment and a voice vote that contained some bipartisan adjustments to the initial draft, and one of those changes cut language that would have moved the International Food Aid Program from the State Department to the USDA. The amendment also increased funding for New World screwworm preparedness, giving recent outbreaks in Mexico and Central America. Here's today's final word. We are deeply alarmed by the latest actions from the Trump administration targeting workers at agricultural fields, packing houses, and other facilities from the Central Coast to the Central Valley. That's California Senator Adam Schiff responding to the immigration raids. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.